Dear beloved of God, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. Amen. Something has shifted. I'm sure you've felt it too. The ground beneath us doesn't feel as solid as it once did. The institutions that we trusted, the agreements that we thought settled, the basic confidence that we had that the world was moving, however slowly, however imperfectly, in the direction of something better, that confidence is harder to come by. And with it, something else feels like it's eroded too. The ability to know who to trust, what to believe, which voices are telling the truth, and which ones are just telling us what we want to hear or what they need us to hear. I don't think you need me to name the particulars. You all carry them with you. They're in the headlines on your phone. They are in the conversations that you have with family, friends, and coworkers. What I want to name is the feeling underneath all of it. The feeling of being unmoored, untethered, of not quite recognizing the world that you're living in, or wondering if you've somehow lost your footing without exactly remembering when it happened. I think the disciples in this morning's reading knew something about that feeling. By the time that Jesus spoke the words that were in front of us today from John's Gospel, his inner circle had already begun to fray. Judas had left the table. Thomas was deeply confused by Jesus' words. And Peter is about to deny Jesus three times. This Jesus, this one who had organized their entire understanding of God, of themselves, of what was possible in this world, that one is now telling his friends that he's leaving. Jesus says, "I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now." It feels like a tender and an honest thing for Jesus to say, "You cannot bear them now." Not because the disciples are weak or faithless, but because there are limits. Limits to what any of us can hold in any given moment. The world is asking too much of them. It's asking too much of us. And it's into that feeling of being untethered, into the lost, into the not knowing what will happen next, that Jesus makes a promise. He says he will ask the Father and that the Father will give them another advocate, the Spirit of Truth, one who will be with them forever, one who will teach them everything and remind them of all that Jesus has said, one who will guide them into all truth. I'm guessing that's not what the disciples were hoping for. Maybe what the disciples wanted, what we wanted, what we want, is clarity, is certainty. A voice that speaks clearly, clearly enough to cut through the noise. An answer that doesn't require us to keep discerning, to keep figuring things out, to keep struggling, to keep wondering if we're getting it wrong. Jesus doesn't give them that. He gives them something harder, but maybe ultimately better. Jesus gives them a guide, a presence that will move alongside them and ahead of them into what has not yet come. This is the word that the church has used for the Holy Spirit, the advocate, the one who is called alongside. It's a legal word. It's a relational word. It means somebody who shows up and speaks on your behalf when you can't find the words yourself. Someone who does not abandon you to navigate the proceedings alone. But I want to suggest that the Spirit's work in John's gospel is not only about presence in the present moment, it's also about direction. It's about movement. When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. Guide you into. That's a forward word. It assumes that the journey is still unfinished. A destination has not yet been reached. A truth that is still unfolding that none of us can yet fully bear. There's a theologian named Jürgen Moltmann. He's very German. He spent much of his life writing about the Spirit as the power of God's coming future. Not just God with us now, though that too, but God's promised future pressing into the present. The Spirit, when we think about it like this, is not passive. The Spirit is active, a living energy of what God intends for this world, pulling, dragging creation toward it, remaking what is broken, refusing to let the present moment be the final word. And that's not a small claim in a moment like this. The promise of the Holy Spirit does not melt away grief or uncertainty or the particular exhaustion of living in a world that keeps asking more of us than we can bear. But that Spirit refuses to leave any of that as the last word. The Spirit is the sign that absence is not abandonment. That what God has begun in Jesus Christ, the healing of this world, the reconciliation of all things, the kingdom that Jesus kept announcing and embodying and dying for, that work is not yet finished. That work continues. The Spirit is how that work continues in us, through us, beyond us, ahead of us. And the Spirit is how we find our way when we can't trust our own compass. Because this is the other gift of God's Spirit. And it is the gift that we need right now, that the Spirit guides us into truth. And truth in John's gospel, the truth that Jesus promises is not a set of propositions or ideas or a party platform or simply the loudest voice in the room. Truth is a person. Truth in John's gospel is Jesus who said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. The Spirit's guidance is always tethered to Jesus, the one who washed feet, the one who transgressed boundaries, the one who fed the hungry, who refused to call down judgment on the ones the world had written off. So when we're trying to figure out what the Holy Spirit is up to and what is merely the spirit of this moment, when we're trying to discern what is true and good and worth trusting in a world full of competing claims, the Spirit invites us to look to Jesus. Does that look like Him? Does it serve the vulnerable? Does it tell the truth, even when the truth is costly? Does it draw the circle wider or smaller? It's not a political test. It's a Jesus test. And it is one that the Spirit equips us to apply again and again, as we are guided further into a truth that we cannot fully understand. God's Spirit is with you, moving in you, moving ahead of you, and pulling God's promised future toward this present moment, until the future and the present collide in something new and beautiful and holy. You're not alone in this. You never were, and you never will be. May God give us the faith, the courage, and the clarity to follow where the Spirit leads, this day and always. Amen.